In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. You know, before I start the sermon, I just have to tell you guys, it's really weird how God works sometimes in mysterious ways. For those of you who have been here for more than one Good Friday, you know we always give an Arabic sermon in English, but usually we switch the order. Usually I go first with the English, and Abunim Shoy goes first, second with the Arabic. But something this morning, we were talking, I said, hey, why don't you go first? He said, I don't care. Either way, he ended up going first. And believe it or not, it was the exact perfect introduction. I can now X out the introduction to my sermon. Because he brought up the thing which actually I wanted to bring up as well. He talked about the glory of the cross and the glory of the resurrection and about how the cross lasts a little and the good stuff lasts for a long time. But he said in order to get that glory, you have to taste the cross or you have to experience it. Well, the question that I want to answer today is how does one do that? What is my cross specifically? What if I don't have pieces of glass in my eye? Is that the only way to end up with a cross? And if you don't understand Arabic, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you do, you see that's kind of funny. The natural question that you should be asking yourself right now, based on everything that we talked about all week, and based on everything that you heard from Abunim Shoy a little bit earlier today is what's my cross? Because Abunim talked about how this glory comes from the cross, and we talked about all week how we want to make a change. Well, what is it that is my particular cross? And let's say you're sitting there, you've been just touched by something today and touched by this week and you want to repent and you want to make a change and you're saying, you know what, I'll do anything for God. I'll do anything. Any cross that He gives me, I'll take it no matter what it is. Our natural tendency is to think of like big things. Alright, when we want to show love to someone, we, as Middle Easterners, show love by quantity. Okay, if you don't believe me, come with me when I go to someone's when you go to someone's house for a dinner or something like that, all right? And you see that if it's a guest who's honored, he gets like this. But if it's like a priest, it's kind of the plate that you need two or three people to carry, all right? So much food that no human being could possibly eat that much food. I remember one time, me and Abunim Shoy were together somewhere. We were at someone's house. They were getting us something to drink. The person liked me, okay? So she got me like a normal size. Water, juice, whatever it is that I asked for. But I guess she really, really liked Abunim Shoy. She really liked him. And she got him, she knew he liked coffee. She didn't get him like a normal cup, not even like one of those super big gulp kind of coffees, right, with handles on both sides. It had like this big, like 44 ounce thing of coffee because she really loved him. That's the way we are. Okay? It's a natural tendency. If I love you a little, I give you a little. If I love you a lot, I want to give you something a lot. I want to give you big stuff. But the thing is, as much as we human beings are that way, God is actually the opposite. And God doesn't like big things as much as He likes little things. Our Lord talked about the cross in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. The key word in that verse that we're going to talk about today is the word daily. See, this idea that our Lord Jesus Christ carried His cross on Good Friday and won us our salvation on this day, and therefore to be like Him, we have to have like our own Good Friday, isn't really true. It isn't accurate. Because our Lord Jesus Christ didn't just carry His cross on Good Friday. Alright? We didn't just get our salvation because of what happened today. You gotta see the whole picture and put the whole picture together. Because if there was no Christmas, there clearly wouldn't have been much of a Easter or been much of a Good Friday. If there wasn't an Annunciation, if there wasn't a sinless life, alright? If there wasn't every time that the devil tempted Him and He avoided that temptation, if He didn't carry that cross, then this cross wouldn't have done much good. So, when you want to look at our salvation, yes, our salvation came by the cross, but the cross was much more than just Good Friday. It was much more than just a one-day thing. The cross was a lifestyle, all right? From day one, when our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Almighty, said, I am willing to be born in a manger, there's a cross that He accepted. And then when He was willing to walk around with normal human beings, all right, and wait in lines like everyone else, and sit in traffic like everyone else, and be talked bad to like everyone else. That's a cross. All right, and He was willing to put up with that. And every single day of his life, he was despised and rejected by all people. So, let's get that idea out of our mind that if I love God and if I want the glory and I want the cross, I got to find what's my big thing. I got to find what's the big thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to spend my whole life preparing so I can be a martyr one day or whatever. Get rid of that concept out of your mind, because that's not what the Lord is looking for. What he's looking for in you is what he found in St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. St. Paul said simply, I die daily. He's saying that my death to myself isn't a one-time thing. It's a daily thing. It's I get up, I die, I go to sleep, and then I get up the next morning, I do the same thing. I die to my passions, I die to my desires, I die to my comfort. I die to all these different things, crucifying the flesh every single day. That's great that you want to crucify the flesh today, but you know what? That isn't going to do you much good tomorrow unless you get up in the morning and do the exact same thing. That's why St. Paul talks about us as a living sacrifice. Romans chapter 12, he talks about it. You heard that word before. What's a living sacrifice? A sacrifice means something that's dead. A living sacrifice is something that you bring to the altar, you kill, then you go back, and the next day you bring it to the altar again, you kill it again, next day you go back and you kill. That's what our life is supposed to be. Every single day, killing ourselves, crucifying our flesh. So here's what I want us to do. I know that we're all, like I said, we all want to carry the cross. Let's make a commitment to carrying our cross, not in big ways, but daily cross, all right, in little ways. Because the truth is that if you want to know, this isn't even just a God thing, this isn't even a human being thing. Do you know how to tell if someone really loves you? It's not by big things. Believe me, it's by little things. I would climb the highest mountain for you and swim the deepest ocean for you. Wow, great words. So what? You can't do any of those things. Would you turn off your favorite TV show when I want to talk about a problem of mine? That's much more love than climb the highest mountain. Don't tell me that love is, okay, you know what? If a terrorist were to come into this church, then I'd be like in the movie Die Hard, Bruce Willis, and I would escape and kill him and save everyone's lives because I really love you. That's great, all right? But that's not real love. Real love is, like I said, in little things. And like I said, turning off your favorite TV show. And maybe staying up late with someone who needs to talk or something like that. Or maybe true love could be getting up out of bed when you're just tired and you both turned off the lights and the other one says, I'm thirsty. Man, that's love. That's love. True love is in little things, not in big things, okay? Because we would do big things for anyone. But it's the little things that really show. And it's the same thing with God. So you want to show your love for God, make this commitment, like I said, to carry your daily cross. What's my daily cross? Every day a piece of glass is going to fall in my eye? Every day I'm going to ask to be martyred like that? What's my daily cross? Well, your daily cross is very simply your daily choices. All right. Every single day you walk around this earth, you have 1,000 choices. Paper or plastic. Fries or onion rings. Ketchup or mustard. Pray or watch TV. Kind word, harsh word. Give, take. You have 1,000 of these choices every single day. And what I'm telling you is that if you really want to show God how much you love Him, and you really want to appreciate this sacrifice, don't tell Him that you would swim the deepest ocean for Him. Make a commitment to carrying that daily cross. That to not turn on the TV, but to turn open my Bible. There's a big cross. To do these little things. The truth of the matter is, the reason why these things are a cross is because normally the way we do them is we do it until it becomes difficult. For example, I said pray, and I said read your Bible. Well, I pray all the time, and I love to pray, and I read my Bible. But usually what happens is I'm willing to pray until I get tired. What I'm saying is the cross is once you've gotten tired. I'm willing to read my Bible. If I had a couple days off of work or something like that, I'm sure I'd open it for a few minutes. Well, the cross is that even if you don't have a few minutes, even if you don't have a day off of work, I love to give. If I won the lottery, I'd give at least 50% of it. No problem. Well, the cross is that if you don't win the lottery, that you'd give. Usually what we do is we do these things, okay, because we like them and they're nice, but as soon as they become hard, that's where we stop. I'm telling you that as soon as it becomes hard, That's where the cross begins. All right? Another way of saying it is carrying your cross is choosing to obey God when it is not easy. Choosing to obey when it is not easy. John chapter 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, obey my commandments." Not if you love me, climb the mountains or swim the ocean or stuff like that. If you love me, then do what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to forgive that guy. Do you forgive? I'm telling you to be generous. Are you generous? I'm telling you to serve one another, wash one another's feet. Are you willing to do those things? If not, don't tell me about you're going to be a great witness to the faith. Don't tell me about how you're a great martyr and you're a great saint, how much you appreciate me. Don't tell me that because I don't want that. What I want you to do is obey my commandments. Our problem is, like I said, that we as human beings, we don't recognize these little decisions as crosses. But I'm telling you, every single one of them is a cross. Because we, like I said, think in terms of big. Cross is like being a monk or being a priest or being a nun or being a missionary or something like that. But like I said, that's not what our Lord is calling us to. So I'm telling you right now that these crosses are going to come to you. The second you walk out of here, there's going to be a million choices you have to make. There's going to be a million opportunities to carry your cross. There's going to be a million commandments that you can follow or not follow. And if you really want to put your money where your mouth is, then choose to carry that cross. We have this idea of choosing a cross that's nice and pretty. Okay? We like a cross. We like to go to a store and choose a nice little cross with little diamonds and little pieces of gold around it, nice and fluffy and this and that. Hey, there's a nice cross. That's not what a cross is. A cross is ugly. A cross is torturous. A cross is pain. A cross is difficult. Cross means all those things. So if you think that your cross is fasting for an hour or 2 hours before you woke up in the morning and you came to church and you didn't have breakfast. Oh, big cross that you're carrying. That isn't a cross. All right, that isn't difficult. Cross has to be painful. A wise person once said that a cross is something to be given and accepted, not shopped for and selected. Again, the cross is something to be given and accepted, not shopped for and selected. Too many of us like to select our cross. All right, I have free time, therefore I'm going to pray. Boom, I did my cross. The cross is when it's not easy. So for every single person that's sitting here today, what's my cross? It's something different. It's what is it that God's commanding you to do, but you don't want to do because it's hard. For some people, to be honest, the cross could be how I get dressed in the morning. For some people, the cross could be what I do when I get a bonus in my paycheck, what I do with that money. For some people, the cross could be that when my boss just drives me and I want to go crazy on the guy. Not my boss, okay? Your bosses. I have the best boss, okay? But when my boss drives me crazy, and I want to go crazy on the guy, then am I willing to be patient? Am I willing to turn off what I know I shouldn't watch? Am I willing to open up what I know I should be inside of? Again, Abuna was telling us earlier today, and I couldn't have said it better, that the best example of someone who carried their cross, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, is St. Paul. And St. Paul was not just someone who preached about the cross and loved the cross, but he was someone who carried the cross. And I would say, of all the people that have ever lived in the history of the world, he was the most Christ-like person. Because the cross was the biggest part of his life. And he's the only one in the history of the world that can say these words, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." No one else could say that, but he could say that. Why? Because he had the cross as a day-to-day part of his life. Because he said, Christ carried the cross for me, so therefore, I'm going to carry the cross for him on a day-by-day basis. Now, let me tell you something about St. Paul. It was about 2 weeks ago, I was in my quiet time in the morning, and just randomly, I had read a passage from Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53, you know, is when Isaiah talks about the sufferings of Christ, which we read, and we'll look at a piece of it in a second here. I read a piece of that, and I also, in the same day, read 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Just randomly, I read both passages the same day. And I discovered something amazing. First, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, just a few verses from it. All right, verse 4 through 10. This is St. Paul. And keep in mind here this idea of being like Christ and carrying the cross on a day-to-day basis. He's talking about in much patience, in tribulation, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing many things. Sounds very Christ-like, doesn't it? Sounds a lot like some of the stuff that Christ went through. But you won't imagine how much it's exactly like the stuff that Christ went through. I went through Isaiah chapter 53 from between the verses of like 5 and 12. And I picked out just some key words that Isaiah prophesied, which we read earlier today. And they're up there now, all right, in the different color. So St. Paul says in much patience. Isaiah talks about Christ, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. St. Paul says tribulations. Isaiah says we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. St. Paul says in needs and distresses. Isaiah says he was oppressed and he was afflicted. In stripes, by his stripes we are healed. In imprisonments, he was taken from prison and from judgments. In tumults, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. I could go on and on and on, but I didn't have any more room on the screen. I'd had to shrink the font, so I decided to stop here. But what you will realize is that this cross of Christ, all right, which he suffered, his sufferings, is something that St. Paul could honestly say, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Because he carried that day-to-day cross, all right? They say that the best compliment you can give someone is imitation. The best sign, the highest sign of flattery is imitation. Well, the greatest sign of love, then, by the same token, is that same imitation. So you want to love Christ, you want to appreciate his sacrifice, the message is very, very clear. You know, all week we've been looking at this verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. It says, he died for all, that all who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Let me ask you this question. Who you live for? You wake up in the morning. What's your goal? Who is it that you are trying to live for? Thank you so much. I was trying to carry my cross. That's why I didn't say anything. You wake up in the morning. Who do you live for? What's on your agenda for the day? Does that have anything to do with pleasing God? Does it have anything to do with showing your love for Christ? Does it have anything to do with this idea of a cross? Or this is just some magic thing that we talk about on Good Friday and Holy Week, and then just go, we all go back to our normal lives as soon as we eat our meat on Sunday. Does this have anything to do with your life? St. Paul is saying right here, the reason he had the glory that Abuna talked to us about earlier, that he liked this stuff, because he could honestly say that from the second I wake up, I'm not trying to please myself. I'm not trying to get as much rest today as possible. I'm not trying to watch as much TV. I'm trying to please him. I'm trying to show my love for him. I'm trying to live for him. So if you say that you want to live for him too, are you willing to go through what St. Paul went through? Are you willing to be dishonored? Are you willing to be humiliated? Are you willing to have no pride and no image in front of others? Are you willing to be bruised, whether on the inside or maybe on the outside? Are you willing to have no place to lay your head for rest? Don't tell me you're willing to carry the cross if your answer to those other questions was no, because that's what the cross is all about. It's those daily decisions. I can't say this enough. The cross has nothing to do with you sitting here right now. You sitting here right now, unless your cross is just being tortured by me speaking to you right now. All right. Other than that, there's no cross here. Your cross is not something that you open up your quiet time, you say, yes, I'm carrying my cross. Your cross is not something that you decide right now and that's it. Your cross is out there. Your cross is on a day-by-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute basis. But wait a minute. Abuna Anthony, I want to do big things for God. I'm not satisfied with little things. I want to do great big things for God. You know what? If you want to do great big things for God, realize that any big thing for God is made up of a bunch of little things for God. Another way of saying it. Any big cross is made up of a bunch of little crosses. You don't believe me? Let's look at the biggest cross of them all. Our Lord Jesus Christ today hung on a cross. Forget about the rest of his life. Let's just look at the last 24 hours. Was this the only thing that he just showed up out of nowhere and said, you know what, I'm accepting my cross, nail me up on there, and that's what happened? No, the cross started from way, way before, but we'll even just start today, this morning. The cross started, first of all, when he had to stand handcuffed in front of Caiaphas as a condemned man and be spat upon and be mocked and not open his mouth. That wasn't a cross. That wasn't hard. That was something that was easy. Then he had to go out there and be whipped. And knowing with one of his eyelashes, he could have knocked all the other people down. And he had to hold himself back. That wasn't a cross. He had to hold himself back from even just uttering one word to bring 12 legions of angels to come and smite everyone. He didn't. That wasn't a cross. This cross, which is really, really big, is only big because it was made up of a bunch of little crosses that even started well before today. And it's the same thing for you. You want to do a big thing, you want to be entrusted with a big cross, be faithful with your little cross. But don't be unfaithful with the little things. I want to love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's great. Love Him with your wallet. Love Him with your time. I want to be a witness to all the ends of the earth. That's great. Be a witness in your office. Be a witness in your little cubicle first. And then tell me about how you're going to be a witness to the ends of the earth. The truth of the matter is that if you want to learn how to carry the cross, I said it's being committed to carrying the cross when it's difficult. Another way I can say the same thing is every struggle against sin is carrying the cross. All right? That's basically what I'm talking about right now. Isn't that what Christ's cross did? Christ, with his cross, faced sin and said, "Look, sin, it's me against you. And I'm going to beat you and you will be defeated." That's what the cross is all about. And that's what the cross is for you in your life as well. It's facing sin head on and choosing to obey. That's why every single, Abuna was talking about opening up the Bible and the commandments of the Bible. The commandment, every single commandment in the Bible. Did you know the Bible gives you 6,468 commandments? You know what that is? That's 6,468 crosses that you can carry. So you have a day, you have a year of days, 365 days. You know how many years it would take you to get all those commandments? So don't tell me I don't know what my cross is. You know what your cross is? You open up the Word of God, and you see what it says, and you do it. That's your cross right there, ladies and gentlemen. So what I say is, forget this idea of the big cross. Last question I'll ask you. Which is harder, the big cross or the little cross? Obviously, I wouldn't put it up there unless the answer was the little cross is harder. Don't get confused right here. All right, the little cross, what I'm talking about, is much more difficult than the big cross. Anyone is able to do big things as long as it's one time. You don't believe me? How many people, and this may be even judging you, how many people can attend every single service of Besser? Attend Good Friday from start to finish, and then never see them the rest of the year. No, I'm going to carry my cross for Christ. Good Friday starts at 8, I'll be there at 7. That's great. It's not big stuff. How many people don't give a nickel? Then all of a sudden, something happens. Big promotion. Won the lottery, this and that. And they say, you know what? I'm going to give a lot. Here's $50,000. Anyone can do a big thing one time. But it's the little cross that's not only more difficult, but it's also more meaningful. Because the big thing is not a cross. That's not carrying your cross for Christ. That's like a present. That's like a tip that you give to God. Okay, at the end. Something additional. Which isn't bad. I'm not saying it's bad to do these things. But don't mistake the two. God doesn't want a gift. He wants a relationship. All right? God wants us to carry our cross on a day-by-day basis, and He cares much for the guy who gives a nickel every day than the guy who gives the $50,000 once in his lifetime. Because He wants that daily obedience. So, you've enjoyed Holy Week. You've been touched by the message. You want to make a change. You want to carry your cross. What am I going to do, Abuna Anthony? What you need to do is you need to carry that daily cross, that little cross. All right, and forget about this idea of the big one. What that means in another way is you wake up in the morning and you say, "Today I live for you, not me. Today You crucified yourself for me, I crucify myself for you. And every decision that I make today, I'm going to ask you before I do it. And whatever you say to do, I'm going to obey. Doesn't sound that hard, but believe me, it's not as easy as it sounds. I know that this message of the cross is not easy. All right? And some people don't like it. And you know what? If you don't like it, then we're right where we need to be. Because St. Paul says something in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. It says, the message of the cross, which Abuna talked about, which I talked about, this message is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Some people are going to sit here, listen to everything that we said all week and say, that's foolishness. Get a life. All right? Find a life. There's got to be more to life than just inside the church, Abuna. All right? There's got to be more. That's foolishness. No problem. I expect that. But realize that that's what you're saying. What distinguishes you from the other people who are saying the opposite isn't a good quality. Okay? It means that you're perishing. But to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Now we've come full circle. We started a week ago by talking about how we want a change, and we need a change. But a change is so hard. Where do I find the power for that change? You know where the change is going to be? The change is going to be on a day-by-day basis. It's not going to be a big change. All right? You're finishing up this Holy Week. And some of you, maybe, I don't know, feel like disappointed, like, all week I've been praying for a change, I don't feel a change, where's the change, and all this kind of stuff. Like we talked about throughout this week, the change is on the inside. Just trust me. It's there. Trust me. If you're seeking the change, God will make the change. And it will manifest itself in these day-to-day, minute-by-minute decisions. Don't look for the big things. Look for the little things. And look to obey God in every conversation, in every TV show that you watch, in every place that you go on Friday nights. Look to obey God in all those things, and you will find that power is there. I'm not sure, but I think that earlier when Abuna Bishoy was talking, he was quoting a verse from Omonogenes, which I have down right here, and I think that's what he said, but I'm not 100% positive, so I'm wrong, which is, holy mighty, who by weakness show forth what is greater than power. Let me say that again to you. In the hymn of Omonogenes, which is the hymn of today, we say, holy mighty, meaning Christ, who is almighty, who by weakness today showed forth what is greater than power. If you want power, you want this glory, you want this resurrection, you want all this good stuff, in a weird way, it comes from weakness. Because what Christ is showing us today is that in his weakness, by his obedience, he showed us something that's even more strong than power. And like Abuna said, that isn't anything that you and I can't have in our day-to-day life if we just learn to obey and carry this daily cross. And glory be to God forever. Amen.